Shabbos, Parshas Bo, Klal Yisrael finally experienced the last three Makas, Beis, and Aleph, 2 and 1. You got the last three, and they're ready to go out. With Makas Bechoyres, the Pasuk says that every Bechor died, every Bechor without exception, besides from Pare maybe, everyone died. And who? Including, says the Pasuk, Dafka points out that the Shvuyim, the captured, the captives of Mitzrayim, they're not even Egyptians. Some Moiri guy was caught in battle 10 years earlier, is languishing in prison. His Bechor dies too. Mapito. What is he? He wasn't an Egyptian. Why does he deserve to die? Why is the Makas hitting the prisoners? So Rashi gives two answers. One of the answers is that they were all besimcha when the Jews were getting punished, when the Jews were enslaved. So they had it coming too. Second reason is that we don't want this the Amorites or whatever idol worshippers are in prison to think, ooh, this is my God trying to get me out. Nothing to do with you. It's all about the Jewish God. Your guys are dying too. Okay. The Maisa, there are two reasons Rashi's bringing down that someone would be killed in Makas Bechoyres, even though they're not Egyptian. Two reasons. Either because they were happy that the Jews are dying, or it would look like their God is doing it. The Jews didn't have either of those, right? So the Jews weren't dying in Makas Bechoyres. They weren't happy that the Jews were dying, and they weren't acclaiming it all to another God. No. So why do they need to be spritzing the blood around their doorposts? Saying, no, don't come in here. There's no Makas Bechoyres by them. The rule don't apply to them. Okay, so you could talk Kabbalistically, you know, that the Gemara talks about how the Malchus Mavis had free reign that night. It was dangerous. Okay. The Maisa, they shouldn't have been affected by it. Just by the rules of Makas Bechoyres. So the answer is that the blood wasn't for the Malchus Mavis. He knows who's a Jew, he knows who's not a Jew. He's smart enough, he's been doing it for long enough. The blood is for us. The blood is letting us know. You're not them. So you're coming out because you held on to your white shirts and your strangler. You're going out because you stuck with Yankel instead of Joe, whatever the English Yankel is. You talk like a Yid. You look like a Yid. You act like a Yid. You're a Yid. You're different. You're different. You're different. If you remember you're different, you'll go out. And the blood was a border. It was put up by the door to show that, look, what's happening out there is out there. It's happening in here. This is a Jewish situation. And that's not why. It was that Hakara that saved them from all the Makas. That brought about the Makas on the Egyptians. That brought about our Yetziah Mitzrayim. Or you could say, as Sam Rabbi says, that was what brought about the Yetziah Mitzrayim from us. All the Egyptianness was able to be extracted because we never fully succumbed to the culture. Jews are different. We're built different. We're long-lasting, stable, durable material. We're not junk. We're tough people. Yitzchak David Grossman has a wallet with a story. It's a crazy story. One of the German prime ministers, one of the parliament members over there, one of the officials, he came over to a Knesset member with a wallet and said, this is for you. My father just died, and he gave this to me to give to you. What is it? He said, my father was a Nazi colonel general, well decorated in the Nazi Machshimum in their army. And he was part of one of these chaver that went around and destroying, pillaging and destroying things. And they took down a shul, one of the many, many gorgeous shuls in Europe that were demolished. And he said that they were throwing around these scrolls, and this Nazi general commander found a scroll. He felt it, and he saw there's some good material. He cut out a piece, Rechavanu Litzlan, and he made a wallet out of it. And in this wallet, he kept his insignia, his Nazi insignia, his medallions. It's hard to think about. A piece of a Sefer Torah. Shmaka cloth. He said, my father just died, and he gave me this wallet. And whatever charata a Nazi can have, he had. And he said, give this to the holiest Jew in Israel. Okay, my father's dying request. He said, he gave it to the cast member, said, you could do this for me? You got it. So, if it's David, you're the holiest man I know. Here you go. He puts it down on the desk. Like, how do you even handle such a thing? And Yitzchok David looks at this wallet and he sees that the guy, that the Nazi Yimach Shemoy cut out of the Sefer Torah from Parashat Bechu Kosei. Then when he had all the Teichacha, and he cut out the beginning of the next Parashat, Ten Nitzov Mayoim Kulchem. Mamash a message. Mamash a message. Like, you got broken and beaten, and Teichacha is not fun. But Atem Nitzov Mayoim Kulchem, Rashi says, you survived and you thrived. I just heard from Rabbi Newman that his perspective on the Holocaust, you know, a few generations later, we're very not in touch. But the way it had struck him is that, you know, if we could pull Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemoy V'Zichrei, out of Gehenna and yank him down into this world just for a few minutes, and schlep him through the streets of Borough Park and Flatbush and Lakewood and Yerushalayim, the thousands of buses of Cheder Kedilach who are going to Yeshiva every day to learn Torah, to learn about the Bnei Shloim, to learn what it means to be a decent human being, to be a good Yid. He said, I mean, that's his gen. You did nothing to us. You squeezed us. You are our Teichacha, but at the end of my own Kulchem, Mitzrayim squeezed us. It was every gullus wrapped up in one. But we came out of that at the end of my own because we're different. You're on that side, I'm on this side. And that blood was for us to remember that we're different. May we be Zaycha Be'ezer Hashem to appreciate how sweet it is to be different. Baruch Hashem, the anti-Semitism helps us. But you know, if even when anti-Semitism dies down, just remember you are so much bigger and better and more. You have so much more you can do. Do not stoop. You are not one of them. You are more. There's more you can do, and there's more therefore that to do. Ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to reach out to our potential and appreciate ourselves as you did. La 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 la